Hare Krishna, I'm connecting a link here that devotees can look up themselves. It's very interesting, reminded me of what Krishna was speaking about in the 16th chapter of the Gita, about how demons make all kinds of plans to destroy the world. Basically, the topic is about super volcanoes and how they could be imminent, in which case, unlike ordinary volcanoes, they affect the whole world and wipe out a good portion of population, cause a global winter, cut down on, destroy crops, and even the ability to grow. And one of the interesting things which I was referring to was that in America there's such a thing as the Yellowstone National Park, and they have there's a volcano there, which is one of these volcanoes, huge, very active, and it radiates a lot of heat and it blows off steam. There's some water source there, and some of the heat is let off by boiling the water, and then the water evaporates. And so they have these regular geysers that blow up on a regular basis, and of course they don't do any harm. But a lot of the pressure, a lot of the heat isn't getting off, and it's building up, and at a certain point they figure it's going to explode. So in order to try to avoid that explosion, the scientists are proposing that they drill down into this super volcano and pump down water in there, which would be a great supply of energy, almost free energy, and that way it would deplete the heat, so it would keep the heat from boiling up. Of course, one little slight risk is that by boring down into the volcano, that the way they set off the volcano and it explodes. Slight little detail that may affect you and me all over the world. But this is just the type of thing that Krishna talks about, how demons make all kinds of plans by which they just destroy the world. They interfere with nature and the laws of nature. And such is material energy. And of course, I was just speaking to one other devotee, or rather the son of a devotee who's here. He's also a devotee. But it's all very convincing, and it all seems very real. And why is it all very real? Because it's Mama Maya, Krishna says, because it's Krishna's illusion, and Krishna creates this illusory world and gives us all of these know-how, science, technology, whereby we really think that we're in control. But actually, prakriti kriyamanani, we're just being pulled by the ropes of the material energy. But yes, it's very convincing. And the only way not to become bewildered by this convincing show of Krishna's potency, when Krishna also saw Agasura and the cowherd boys walk in there, he also became amazed at his own external potency. It's also amazing. And the only way is to be in touch with Krishna's internal potency, because Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna's potency is actually one, it's his Swarup Shakti, but it acts in different ways. When it acts permanently, it's the spiritual energy, and when it acts temporarily, it's the material energy. But it's the one, same one, spiritual potency, and it's perfect. It just acts in a different way. One is that it acts temporarily, and it acts to bewilder conditioned souls, and the other, it acts permanently or eternally, and it acts to liberate living entities, or to bring them closer to Krishna. So, in any case, it's very convincing. It's like the Bhagavatam begins by that. Tejo vidam yatra vinimayati yatra sarga amrisha. That this is the nature of the material world. It's a reflection. It's like a mirage of the spiritual world. So the spiritual world is real and it exists. And the material world is sort of a mirage of the spiritual world. But when you try to approach the mirage, it keeps disappearing and it has no real substance. But it looks very real because it's a reflection of reality. So the only way to protect ourselves from that is to be in touch with Krishna's internal potency through chanting Hare Krishna, and especially through hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and studying Bhagavad Gita. So that keeps us in touch with the real manifestation of Krishna's eternal spiritual potency, and it will allow us to see through the mirage and not get entangled by that mirage, which will make us do so many crazy things by which we potentially risk ourselves and risk the world. Hare Krishna. And don't forget to look at the link.